Well, today we are being blessed with Jim Caseball giving us our sermon today. And before I turn it over to him, I just want to pray for him real quick. Heavenly Father, I thank you for my brother Jim. I thank you for him just picking up this calling to give your message to us today, Lord. Lord, I want to ask a special anointing over him that you would give him your strength, your courage, your boldness, and your wisdom so that he can boldly proclaim this message that you have put on his heart for your people, Lord. In your name we pray, amen.
On. Okay. I'm going to rely on my choir friends to make sure I turn that off before we sing later. Might be a mass exodus of the building if it stays on. I am humbled and thankful that I get an opportunity to share with you today. I don't typically get really nervous, but I thought, just in case, one of the songs that I love, and Susie asked if there was any song that I really would like to have today, and I said, surely the presence. When I'm golfing, sometimes competitively, that song gets in my head. And it keeps me calm. Right now, it's not working. So we might need to sing it again. But I'm humbled and grateful that I get a chance to share a message from God's Word with you today. You know, when I think about Petrie, it can get emotional at times. My wife Phyllis and I have been attending here for almost 10 years. And you've become very close family of ours. We have learned more about people. We'll have prayers for people at choir practice. And one of the things that is really neat is that sometimes we have no clue who they're talking about. Because, you know, we know we're not from this community. So we don't know, but that doesn't keep us from praying. So if you would go with me in prayer, please. Father, we come to you this morning thanking you for all the blessings that you give us. We ask you to be with us in these moments of this study of your word. Pray that you will give us all an open heart and open mind and be receptive to the things that we can try to grow better to serve you better every day. In Jesus' name, amen. The passage chosen for today's lesson, there's a couple and they're both very short. In Matthew 6, verses 5 through 8, when you pray, you are not like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in heaven, praying to him in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as others do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need even before you ask him. And then in Luke, the 6th chapter, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Pretty powerful words for us all. I think when I think about prayer for a lot of us comes wrapped different ways. Some of us rely on those small, short bullet prayers throughout the day that we can just go in thanksgiving to God, or somebody comes to our heart and we want to lift them to God in prayer. It may just be very quick, but it's needed. It helps us, and we know it can help them too. But it goes deeper. We have those times that we go and we talk to God about things that are on our heart, things that are in our lives, in other people's lives, that weigh us down because we care. But it goes deeper than that. God has told us to pray for our enemies, pray for those who mistreat us, and we have to feel, wait a minute. God, I want a time out. You're asking me to pray for people that don't treat me well, or people that may be enemies, or people that may be adversary, people that maybe for us, they don't look at things the same way we do, and you want me to pray for them? Well, so I'm going to go basketball on you for a second. We've got people that are sick, and we have people that we love, and we have friends and family. We have others that stay on our hearts, so we put them in another category, and we're like, wait a minute, you want me to pray for my enemies and for those that mistreat you? I'm a one-person team. How do you want me to handle that? So I realize we're like, okay, my plate's pretty full. And how am I going to deal with all that every day? Well, I think for us, you know, that comfort zone that we have where the people that we care about, the people that are sick or when we're sick, people that have lost somebody close to them or we have, we're in our comfort zone. We have something wonderful that's happened in our life, and we're joyous about it. We want to pray. The challenge comes to us when we have to step outside that box. And please understand, when I'm talking about this, I'm talking to myself. Okay? There's never been a time like this where I've had an opportunity like this to present something, and it's not really for me to look in the mirror. That's why I think it's easier to share, because I think if I'm dealing with it, maybe there are others that deal with that same challenge. So we have people that we keep in our prayers comfortably. But now we have those that maybe we have that stressful relationship with, those that we just don't get along with really well. Maybe we don't know. Maybe those who are actually, maybe they aren't an enemy in some degree. Maybe to us, maybe an enemy of our country. And you want me to pray for them. And then we get into a very contentious area, because all of us probably have different views about things politically. We may agree on a lot of things, or maybe some things we don't agree on. That's okay. That's why we're in the greatest country in the world. But regardless of whether it's at local level or state level or national level, we have an obligation, an opportunity to pray for those that are in office. You know, it wouldn't matter to me if they were independent, Democrat, or Republican. There's things that all of them do that I'm like, why do you have a job? But at the same time, maybe the thing that I can do is that I can lift them in prayer. And I can talk to God about them, because I don't know maybe their whole situation. I don't know everything that they face. And though they may not be doing all the things that I would like them to do, maybe I can still pray for them. We have truly powerful that can be. You know, I have no doubt, because I know how many prayer warriors there are in this church. I've seen it. We felt it. We know. And I have no doubt that there are some here today that, have you ever prayed for a Kentucky victory? Okay, let's put it another way. If you couldn't get the victory, do you pray for a Tennessee loss or a Duke loss? Okay, so you know, if you can't get one, let's go for the other. So, you know, we pray for all different things in our lives. We do. But I want us to look at maybe expanding, getting this where, hey, I'm out of my comfort zone. Well, that's good. That's good. It's good for me. It's good for me to get there. I'm sure it can be good for you as well. So now let's spin this just a little bit different. You'll be glad to know I'm over half over. Let's spin this just a little bit different. What about those people in our lives that we don't know that are praying for us? They have no idea who we are. They have no idea what our situation is in this life. No idea. But yet they pray for us. How humbling is that? Does that not let you know that there is a connection that can be made halfway around the world from Christians there to here? People that pray for us. To know that maybe in our darkest hour, to know when you don't feel like you can take it any longer that day, that somebody could be lifting you in prayer. Esten and Susie have graciously agreed to share a psalm with us that many here know, if not everyone here, has heard, and it's beautiful. The words are just amazing. But I want you to take time while that psalm is being sung and hear those words and to let those words sink into your heart.
Somebody's praying, I can feel it. Somebody's praying for me. Mighty hands are guiding me to protect me from what I can't see. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Somebody's praying for me. Angels are watching. I can't. Angels are watching over me. There's many miles ahead till I get home. Still I'm safely kept before your throne. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Your angels are watching over me. Well, I've walked through barren wilderness when my pillow was a stone, and I've been through the darkest caverns where no light has ever shone. Still I went on, 'cause there was someone who was down on their knees. And Lord, thank you for those people praying all this time for me. Somebody's praying, I can feel it. Somebody's praying for me. Mighty hands are guiding me to protect me from what I can't see. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Somebody's praying for me. Somebody's praying. I can feel it. Somebody's praying for me. Mighty hands are guiding me to protect me from what I can't see. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Somebody's praying. Somebody's praying. Somebody's praying for
okay. You know, those words in that song. It's somebody's praying. To protect you from what you can't see. That there have actually been people down on their knees praying for you. They prayed for me, and I know there are times in my life that I've made it to the next step because somebody was praying. I hope that the words that have been spoken today and the song challenges you to go into that week and those days ahead of us, trying to find that person. Picking a person, somebody, anybody, maybe that you typically would not pray for, and lift them before the throne of God in prayer. He's waiting for you to do that. As we prepare to sing our closing hymn, that is the challenge that I offer you. to spend some time this week talking to God on their behalf. Friends, I can only tell you that it's powerful and that it's needed and it is life and soul changing.